out. Exodus chapter number 2 and verse number 15. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight and ask Him to help us once again. Father in heaven, we're thankful tonight for all that we felt here. Lord, we know that You're real, and God, You're going to help us even in this service here tonight. God, I pray that You reach out to every heart. Lord, encourage those that are discouraged. I pray, God, save those that are lost. Minister, God, to every heart. We'll thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I just want to kind of take a thought here tonight. I guess this will be my first title here. Amen. I'm just kind of just a little catchy thought here, maybe. Amen. On He stood up and helped us. Amen. He stood up and helped us. How many remembers when you got saved? Amen. You really remember when you really got saved. Praise God. I wish tonight that we could really stir up that remembrance. Praise God. And remember how excited that we were when we really got saved. Amen. When those burdens of sin rolled from our heart. Amen. We were changed. We were different and made new. Praise God. But how many remembers how the devil tried to keep you from surrendering your life to Christ? Amen. Some of you, it's been a long time ago. Amen. But some of you remember, even though it's been years and years, you remember, amen, how the enemy tried to keep you from selling out to God. Oh my, amen. I've heard a story after story how that, amen, men, before they got saved, they'd come to the house of God knowing that they needed the Savior. But it seemed like the enemy would come in and try to, amen, keep them from surrendering their life to God. Amen. Maybe, amen, you came to the house of God knowing, amen, how much you needed God. Do you realize there's people out there tonight, amen, that know that they really need God? Amen. They know they do. Amen. There's some of your children that know they really need God. Amen. They're stubborn tonight. They're not wanting to come to grips. Amen. Some of your children, amen, are in worldly churches tonight. Amen. Because, amen, they're not wanting to come to grips, but they really know, amen, that they need God. But the devil seems to hold them bound. Amen. Maybe you wanted to be changed. Amen. There's people that want to be different than what they are. Amen. They don't want to go home and beat their wife. Amen. They don't want to go home and be mean to their husband. Amen. Oh my, there's children. That would love. Amen. To be different at home, and have a different home life, but it seems that old enemy comes in, and tries to drive them away, from what they really need. Well, when we look at this text here tonight, amen, we see that these 7, amen, Midianite daughters, amen, who at this time we don't have really a lot of information about, amen, but we do know they had a need, amen. Can somebody say amen here tonight? I said they knowed, amen, or knew. My wife don't like me to use that word knowed. Praise God. But where I came from, it, you know, it was knowed. But they knew that they had a need. Praise God. I wish tonight in this house we'd really realize how much of a need that some of us really have. Come on here. I said I wish that some of us and would come to grips with it. Amen. I was talking to Brother Armstrong yesterday. Amen. Just talking, amen, about different things. Amen. You know what I expressed to him? He didn't, you know, unload on me. Amen. You know, anything. Amen. Really, but what I express, I'm glad to know that somebody, amen, realizes, amen, oh, that we need more, amen, of God. Can somebody say amen? I'm going to tell you what, I'm the first to tell you, amen, I need more of the Lord. Amen, I need strength from God. Amen, and we'd all do a whole lot better in church if we just let everybody else know what we know. I said, if we just let everybody else know and what we know, that we have a need. Amen. Come on here. They needed water. They needed water. Amen. They needed water for themselves. How many knows we need water for ourselves tonight? You need water for you. Amen. Shake your neighbor and tell him to wake up. A preacher's preaching here tonight. Amen. Oh, my, we need water for ourselves. Hey, I'm glad. Amen. I can see my need of needing more water. Amen. But they did not just need water for themselves. Amen. But they needed water for their father's flock. Praise God. Amen. Oh, my, when I'm trying to, amen, to pray and study, amen, I know that I need water myself. I know that I need, amen, something in my own heart. Amen. But I also know that I've got the Father's flock. Amen. Out here that needs something. Amen. You need water yourself. I tell you what, we're all the same. Amen. In a lot of ways, some of us are, amen, progressing more than others. Amen. But we all have the need for more of this spiritual symbol. Amen. Of water in our life. We know that so many places in the Word of God, amen, water is used as this symbol, amen, of spiritual life. Amen. John 4:14 said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Praise God. Amen. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He said in John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. How many know tonight, amen, just as water, it's needed in the natural, amen, the natural, amen, supply of our body for the proper nourishment, amen, that we need spiritual water, amen, we need experiences, amen, in which we come to the wells of salvation, and draw this wonderful water, amen, that Christ spoke about. Oh my, are you thirsty here tonight? Hey, I feel pretty thirsty. It's a little warm in here to me. Hey, but I may have to take my jacket off and just a little bit. I'm telling you what, amen, water, amen, sounds real good right now. Amen, but more than just physical water. Amen, more than just water that we drink in our body. Amen, I see that we need, amen, all that spiritual water. Amen. That rain and power of the Holy Ghost to minister unto every one of our needs. Praise God. I told you this morning, amen, I'm so inadequate, amen. I cannot get it done. Oh, but I'm a praying to the one that can, praise God. Amen, there's things, amen, that pastors try to work out. Amen, I know that I've never pastored before. Amen. Oh, and I don't know everything. And I'm really, amen, just depending upon the Lord. Amen, I see a lot of pastors trying to straighten out a lot of things, and there's a lot of ideas, amen, that men have, oh, but what we've got to have, amen, is that spiritual thirst, in the house of God, amen, and if we can get that spiritual thirst, amen, Christ is not going to let us, continue on being thirsty, amen, but what did he tell us, amen, oh, my, he that hungered, and thirsted after righteousness, amen, shall be filled, amen, just like it was a promise, amen, of judgment this morning. Amen, just like a shout. Amen, it's a promise that he's going to fill those, amen, that have a thirst for his water. Amen. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Amen. Oh, Isaiah 12:3, therefore with joy shall ye draw out of the wells of salvation. Praise God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to help me here tonight. I know you are. Amen. You see, not just for you tonight. Amen. But for others too. Praise God. Amen. You husbands here. Amen. Oh, I don't want to pick on you too much here. Praise God. Oh, but some of us husbands. Amen. Maybe our wife. Amen. Is in need. Maybe our children. Amen. Is in need of that spiritual water. Amen. Oh, man, we see. Amen. We just don't need it for ourselves. Amen. Oh, but if we get it in us. Amen. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. Amen. Out of your belly. Amen. Shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, when children. Amen. Are straying and wandered. And understand tonight, not every child that strays and wanders. It's because, amen, that they did not have, amen, godly raising. Can somebody say amen? But there's a lot of children, amen, that are in this world, and there's a lot of young people, amen, teenagers and mid-20s, amen, that are trying, amen, to be satisfied, in this world, amen, they're in the church, amen, I said they're in the holiness church, amen, oh my, they're trying to find, amen, something else, and it's because mom and dad, amen, doesn't have that spiritual relationship, and they don't have the water of God, amen, flowing in their life, and when the children, amen, are longing, amen, after that God, amen, has, amen, nobody's got it for them, oh, but let me tell you here today, amen, a lot of people don't understand, amen, they're not just hurting themselves, amen, when they don't want the waters of God, amen, they're not hurting themselves, amen, when they don't pray, they're not just only hurting themselves, amen, oh my, but they're hurting those that are around them. Amen, if these priest daughters, amen, wouldn't have went to the well, these sheep would have died. Come on here. Amen, if they didn't have water, amen, these sheep would have died. Understand tonight, it is important that we are faithful to go to the well. I said it is important, amen, that we are faithful to go to the well. Amen. Many of you showed up tonight and some had other circumstances. Amen. But just as Brother Johnson said on this pew up here tonight. Amen. This is the most important thing right here. Amen. Prayer. Praise God. Amen. Seeking the Lord. Oh, let me tell you. Amen. It's great to see it come the first one. Amen. Oh, but if we're going to see the impact that we're really looking for, we're going to have to be faithful in it. And we're going to have to be diligent in it. Oh, my. We're not going to be able to miss. We're going to have to be faithful to do that God, amen, has called us to do. And you say, preacher, that's you calling us to do it. Amen, no, God has called us to pray. I said, God has called us to pray. And when we must be faithful, amen, to go to the well. Amen, in our text here tonight, we see that these daughters, we see them coming to the well. Amen, I don't believe this was the first time they ever came to the well. Amen. Neither was it the last time they came to the well. Sheep don't just need water one time. They need to be watered. Amen. Day by day. Come on here. We need the water of God day by day. Amen. Some people get saved and get satisfied. Amen. They get saved and sanctified and sanctified and satisfied. Amen. All of those things. Amen. They sit, amen, and they think, well, I just don't need nothing else. Get the Holy Ghost. And don't need nothing. I tell you what. If you really get the Holy Ghost, it'll put the go ye in ya. Amen. And you'll need those infillings. And those experiences in God. You say, preacher, you are sharp, hard on us. Amen. Gonna be our pastor. You know that I smile. And you know that I love you. Amen. But right here, I've got to do the important thing. And preach to you the truth of God's word. And get you to realize, if we're gonna have to have a spiritual church, amen, it ain't gonna be the preacher. I said, ain't gonna be the preacher. Amen. You didn't feel comfortable about me coming, because I was a good preacher.
nature. Amen. It's going to take us, amen, together. Amen. As a union, a body. Amen. Of Christ to dedicate ourselves. Amen. Unto Him. Not just one time. But continually. Amen. Unto the Lord. Praise God. We can't just come one time. And we can't just pray one time. Amen. We've got to continue to come. Amen. But, amen, the Bible did say, amen, they came. Praise God, we came. Amen. Many of you have come. Amen. Many times you've come to this altar. The Bible said that they drew water. They did a little work. They got the water up. Amen. You know, you just can't come and just stand there and look down at the water and say, arise unto me. It won't ever happen that way. Amen. I know we're living in that hour where you just push the button and it comes up to the right level, you know. Ain't a lot of work for it no more. And maybe that's our mindset and our spiritual realm. Praise God. Amen. But that ain't the way it happened. But they drew water, the Bible said. Amen. Those sisters, amen, drew water. Oh my. Amen. They went to work themselves. I'm not talking about a public job. Amen. I'm not against those that have to do that. Amen. Oh my. But they got under that spiritual load and they helped draw a little water. And the Bible said they filled the troughs. Amen. To water. Amen. But the next verse says that the shepherds came, amen, and drove them away. Amen. You see, amen, how many knows, amen, that's the way it is. Amen. We come, we spend time at the altar. Amen. There's folks that come and they spend time at the altar. Service after service. Amen. We pray, we fast. Amen. We get the water almost drawn. Amen. Sometimes we do get the water. Amen. In the troughs. And we try to water those around us. But it seems just about the time, amen, we get ready to taste of that water ourselves. Amen, the shepherds come, amen, and drive us away. Amen, the enemy comes, amen, and drives us away from that place, amen, that we can receive help in. Oh, by you see, amen, if those daughters would have got upset the first time they came, those sheep would have died. Amen, they would have died. Oh, the father's flock would have died. Amen. But they continually came. Amen. I want to, amen, commend you tonight for your faithfulness to the house of God. Amen. For your faithfulness. Amen. Unto God. Amen. And I'm trying to get you to understand and realize. Amen. Don't quit. Amen. Before, amen, He. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Stands up and helps us. Praise God. Amen. You see, this day, look like an ordinary day. This day looked like everything was going to be the same. Some of you came here tonight. I can tell. Hey man, you just come. This is just an ordinary service. Now I'm preaching like a pastor, ain't I? Hallelujah. Hey man. Praise God. I didn't know I could do it or not. Hey man. Oh yeah. It's just going to be like any other service. We're just going to come. We're going to pray. Amen. It's going to be like any other day. These daughters, they got up, went to the well, got the water drawn. Amen. They got that far, brother. That's the way the devil is. He gets back and he sets back and lets us work. Amen. Lets us labor. Lets us get right up to that point. Amen. And then he drives us away. That's what happened. Amen. Those daughters got everything ready. Got everything laid out there. Amen. Got everything set in order. Do you know there's a lot of preachers that's got out there? Amen. In the field. Amen. A lot of preachers started pastoring a church. Amen. Seemed like everything was laid out there just right. Amen. Then the shepherds came. Amen. Then the enemy came. Amen. And tried, amen, to sow tares. Amen. Tried, amen, to cause division. Amen. Tried to take away. The power, amen, of God, or us tasting, amen, of the power and the presence of God. These daughters, they said, oh, we know, it's probably going to be like every other day. Amen, these shepherds going to come, are going to drive us away. But we need water. They need water. How am I going to keep on pressing our way in? Amen, it's important to keep going. Oh, my, but I'm going to tell you what. This day they got there. Amen. They drew their water. Amen. Oh my, the shepherds might have been standing around. Amen. And they said, this is going to be just like every other day, Brother Johnson. Amen. They got the water in the troughs. The shepherds came. Amen. But there Moses sat. Amen. And Moses stood up and helped them, the Bible said. Amen. I said, Moses stood up and helped them. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. Some of us have come service after service. We've come day after day. We prayed prayer after prayer. We fasted, amen. Fast after fast. Oh, man, it seemed like we're getting up to that point. Oh, that we're just scared. Amen. Oh, we're never going to get the water. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. Oh, my. Amen. This day could be different. I said this hour could be different. I remember there in the Baptist church, Brother Armstrong, amen. Oh, conviction. I was convicted. Amen. The preacher would preach. He'd give the altar call. I'd raise my hand every service because I knew I was going to hell. I knew I was lost. Amen. I was convicted. Amen. The pastor realized I was raising my hand instead of coming to me, asking me if I wanted to be saved or beckoning me all to the altar. He had talked to my grandpa, amen, who's passed on now, Baptist preacher there too. Amen. He told him, he said, listen, he said, your grandson keeps raising his hand. Amen. In the altar call, he says he's lost. I want you to take and see if he'll read the book of John. And if he understands the book of John, he can get saved. Amen. Brother Armstrong, I still don't understand the book of John. Hallelujah. Amen. And that sure don't mean I ain't saved or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see, I wanted to be saved. Amen. I wanted to taste of that water. I wanted things to be different, Sister Gloria. I wanted a change to take place in me. Oh, man, it seemed like the shepherds came and drove me away. But this one Sunday morning there, had a young preacher there in a Sunday school class asked me, do you want to get saved? And I said, I sure do. Amen. Oh, that day, amen, Jesus Christ himself, amen, said this ain't going to be like every other day. He ain't going to have to fight for it today. I'm going to give it to him. I said, I'm going to give it to him. And I know that things change right then. And it's been different ever since. And that's what some of you need here tonight. I said, that's what some of you need. Hey, you've been pressing along. You've been pushing along. Amen, let me tell you, here tonight is the Lord. Amen, dealt with me about this today. I didn't pull this out of my briefcase and say I'll just preach one of them evangelizing messages. I studied this out today. I said I studied it out afresh, out anew today. Amen. To tell somebody, amen, this could be your day. Amen. That Jesus stands up and helps you. Amen. Oh, my, I thought about that woman with the issue of blood. Amen. Oh, she has went to the doctor. Been all she had, rather growing worse, right? Amen. She had heard of Jesus somewhere or another, maybe. Had to have. Amen. Many of other people in that day heard of Jesus. Amen. They heard of him. Don't you know that there's probably days that she got up and said, this day, amen, this day. And I know I probably shouldn't preach this way, but we don't know everything, amen. And I'm not going to try to say that she, after she got healed, she went and started a mission work in Africa and all kinds of stuff like that now. Amen, I know that's probably wrong, but I'm just kind of thinking of maybe just because I know where I've been and know, amen, my problems and my, amen, needing of the Lord, needing that spiritual experience, needing that water from him, amen, knowing that the enemy, hell, many times, amen, as I felt like I wanted to be changed and almost I felt like this would be the day that it seemed like the enemy drove me away, amen, but that day she got up, amen, she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I know, amen, I know, amen, I will be made whole, amen. Oh, I thought tonight, amen, as we are praying, amen, as we are taking up prayer requests, Oh, but I thought, amen, as soon as we get down to pray, I thought about hollering out. When we pray, let's believe. Amen, but Sister Armstrong, amen, had already said, amen, oh, I'm believing for these sisters. I'm believing. I'm going to tell you what. Amen, this could be the hour. I said this could be the very day. Amen, that Jesus stands up for you. Oh, my, you'll not be the same. I said, you'll not be the same. And when Jesus stands up and helps you, I tell you what, amen, if he stands up and helps us, amen, nobody else, amen, can drive us away no more. Amen, let's stand all over the house here tonight. Amen. Oh, my. You feel nothing will ever change. But Jesus has come. Amen. To stand up and help us. Praise God. Oh, my, I wish you'd already got a hold of this tonight. Amen. I said, Jesus has come to stand up and help us. Why do we want to go on like we've been going? Why do we want to go on like we've been going? Just going on, having this haphazard relationship. And I just started pastoring you. Brother Lamb hadn't told me everybody's spiritual condition here. He figured I've had enough discernment, I'd figure it out when I got here, I guess. I don't know. Praise God. Hey, man, I know you're wonderful people. I love you. I don't want you to think I'm beating you over the head. But what I do want us to understand, I'm really trying to preach to help you tonight. Hey, man. I'll never preach to you to a place that there's no hope. Amen, because I believe there's hope. Amen. But we first got to realize we need some help. Amen. That we're in need of this spiritual experience in the Lord. You say, preacher, I'm saved tonight. Amen. I'm sanctified. I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, maybe we just need a fresh dip. Amen. Maybe we just need a fresh infillment of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us here tonight to be mindful of your spirit and your presence. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Father, tonight I love you. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for how you helped us tonight already. And Lord, I don't know exactly everybody's problem in this house, but you do. God, you see those that have been hurt. You see those, God, that have been discouraged. Amen. There's some people in this house, God, I believe, that are not discouraged over these peddly little old piddly problems that most folk get discouraged over. But God, there's real situations and real problems. Oh my, they continue to press their way through. Time after time, they come to the house of God. They work, they draw water, but then the shepherds come. Then the enemy comes and drives them away from the well. Takes what little bit of labor that they put in it, laughs at it, makes fun of it, depletes it. I pray tonight, God, Lord, that you would come on this first Sunday night. God, you would come. Amen. Help us again, praise God. That you'd stand up and touch us. Lord, we're believing it tonight in the name of Jesus. Our heads are still bowed, eyes are closed. I'd like to ask you, church, I pray for you daily. Are there somebody in this house tonight and say, preacher, I need you to help me. Now, we're going to get over this real quick, this not admitting our troubles. Praise God. Amen. I want to know, a show of hands here tonight. You feel like the devil just keeps driving you away from the well. You really feel that way. Would you raise your hand? Say, preacher, that's me. There's hands right there. I knew you was here. Amen. More hands. Amen. Are there any more? Amen. Oh, God, help us here tonight. Oh, God, speak to us, Lord. I want to tell you and encourage you. He's here to help you. Amen. I said he's here to help you. Oh, God, you don't have to be driven away tonight. This sweet presence that we're feeling right here, right now. Amen, that's him. Would you lift your hands here tonight? I said, would you lift your hands and say, Jesus, I know you're here to help me. Amen. I know you're here.
Oh, I know you're here to help me, God. Oh, I know, Lord, you're going to bless us. Amen. Oh, not that we just feel better about our situation, but God, you're going to work on us and you're going to change this situation right now. God, we're believing you. In the name of Jesus, would we come here to this altar tonight? I said, would we come onto this altar right now? God is in this house to help us. I said, God is in this house. Amen. A minister to us. He's standing up right now. Amen. He sends shepherds. You scout now. Amen. You get on out of here, shepherds. Amen. You get on out of here, devil. Amen. These are my children. I'm going to help them. I'm going to stand up for them. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, God.